mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday. It is already 28th day of September 2004. In the last hour, I detailed another mainstream news article about a woman in the middle of a major thoroughfare with side streets, pedestrians everywhere, bleeding all over the place, hit by a car, or mugged. They're still not sure. She's still unconscious, in a coma. And it was caught on surveillance camera, but no one was there to help her. No one stopped and helped her. I see these articles all the time in the U.S. and England and Canada. It shows what we've turned into as a population, where we could care less about our fellow man. When we have that attitude, nobody else cares about us. You reap what you sow. What comes around goes around, as they say. We're talking to Mike in Illinois, and his they keep telling him his first-grade daughter has to have the vaccines to go to school. Of course, there's no law they have to do that. They all have the waiver in the school nurse's drawer. They know that. He kept telling them that, so he dropped his daughter off. They called him back an hour and a half later. She was there in the background crying. He went in and blew up at him. Continuing with your story, Mike.
Yeah, Alex. So basically, when I went in there, the principal was out to lunch. Well, that was the nurse's aide. The regular nurse came in, and I said, "What is going on here? Why are you upsetting my daughter? Because she's crying, she doesn't know what's going on." Rather than leave her in the school, I said, "Now, wait a minute." They said, "Well, because it's the law, and your daughter's not vaccinated, she's contaminating the other students." I said, "Contaminating them?" I said, "School's been going on for a month. She's been exposed to them." And I said, "And you're telling me every other child in this school is vaccinated, so then they're protected, aren't they?" And she didn't say anything. And then the other nurse said, "Come in here, please." And I went in her office, and she said, "She never should have pulled her out. I apologize." She said, "But you need to sign a waiver." I had to write my own letter, signed by me, stating for religious beliefs. I said, you know, it has to be for religious beliefs, but it can't be the fact that they're poisoning us.
Alex, they knew that day one, and they tried to intimidate you because they get thousands of dollars per student. A large portion of their funding is tied to the vaccinations. That's going to be tied to the other mandatory medical stuff, the New Freedom Initiative, which is also going to be for adults starting in Illinois, and that's been in the mainstream news. Again, bottom line, sir, this is the system. They make you lose your job, or you got to go get other jobs, or you can't have them in private school. This is another reason to bring the economy down, to force us all into government jobs, to force us into the new Domestic Service Act, where we'll all have to serve the government. This is the new system.
Yeah, it's disgusting, Alex. And I'll tell you one other thing. That's my same daughter. And, Alex, you got to understand, I was ignorant to the fact. I started listening to your show 3.5 years ago, about 6 months before 9/11, I discovered your show. So what I did prior to that was sheer ignorance. But that same daughter, a few months before I started listening to you, Alex, before I became knowledgeable, I had her receive the chickenpox vaccine. And I will tell you and all your listeners, my daughter has gotten chickenpox 8 or 9 times since she's gotten that vaccine. It has messed her whole system up.
Okay. Deaths from hepatitis have increased since they started giving the shots. Major medical report, deaths of meningitis have increased since they started the shots, directly linked. Muscular sclerosis, you're almost 4 times more likely to get it if you take the hepatitis B shot. This is all mainstream. They've increased the mercury. They haven't removed the mercury. Now they say it's nutritious for you. We even have that newscast. This is what they're doing.
Right. And you know what they're doing?
And I'm not saying the average nurse is evil. They're just idiots who are uninformed. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say that, you know what they're doing, Alex? My father came here in the early 1950s from Europe, and they went through you with a fine-tooth comb when you were coming in for immigration. Now they let everybody in. But see, that's part of their plan, Alex, in my opinion. They let all this third-world people in here from India, Pakistan, and Mexico that have a lot of diseases, and they don't sift through them. So they're going to use that as an excuse.
They have tuberculosis that is untreatable.
Right. And they want
to put them in school with your children, but then claim your child can't go because they don't have the vaccine when the other kids have got it. By the way, your child gets secondary herd immunity from the other children that are vaccinated but doesn't get all the toxins. We'll be right back. Thanks for the call, Mike. We'll talk to Dan and Ed and Cindy and Paul and others. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've got a lot of good reasons to buy life insurance. trouble is, your family needs a lot of things besides life insurance. So how are you going to afford enough coverage? Call Matrix Direct for a free quote. Because right now, Matrix Direct is offering more choices from more top-quality life insurance companies than ever before. At some of the lowest rates anywhere, you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Give Matrix Direct a call, and in just 5 minutes, we'll compare rates and policies and find the coverage that's right for you. Matrix Direct is the fast, easy, no-hassle way to get a great deal on quality life insurance. So give us a call right now for all those good reasons in your life. For a free quote, call Matrix Direct at 1-800-701-TERM, 1-800-701-TERM. Ron Harris, licensed agent. Policies are issued by various carriers and not available in some states. Exclusions and limitations may apply. For costs and complete details of coverage, please call Matrix Direct.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's very frustrating for me because I know some of our stations don't carry the first hour, and they missed how I went over this history of police being hit by cars, bleeding to death in front of hundreds of people, no one helping them, old ladies, women. A new article on this today. Cars literally driving around their bodies in the street in London. People being raped, beaten half to death on the side of the road, no one helping them. This is the type of stuff I see routinely, and it's such an illustration, a good illustration, of how we're compartmentalized, how we're spectators, how we're not involved, and how we have this atmosphere of not getting involved and only caring about ourselves, and how people think that that makes them get ahead, whereas in reality, then nobody cares about anybody else, and the society falls apart. And I did really about a 45-minute rant on that, but I guess we'll just have to post it on the website for folks that weren't able to hear it, because it was very, very important. We'll get more into this. We'll also get into the new national ID card. Two bills introduced that look like they're probably going to pass to give you a total national ID card. You'll have to have it to have a job. You'll be given a terror rating. All citizens will, just like the no-fly list. Apply Digital Solutions signs a deal with the Air Force with the loving microchips. Pregnant woman arrested for talking too loudly on cell phone. And again, fears of national ID card with driver's license. Republican David Dreyer introduces national ID card legislation. Patriot Act 2 also reintroduced. We will then get into officials in New York City plan an adult curfew. First, it was 21 years of age, and it's going to be adults. places like Cloverport, Kentucky, have had curfews for 5 years. And sergeant in Iraq who wrote critical article could be charged with insubordination. We first brought Al Lorentz to PrisonPlanet.com 2 years ago, started writing for LouRockwell.com, and wrote an article about why we can't win, going into how it's actually a globalist master plan. I want to get into that. Also, Clintonista suggests U.S. wage war on Iran. This is from Newsmax. Another article here, this time out of the Age. And there's another report here out of the Register. The end of the Internet is nigh. 2 weeks ago, it was Forbes magazine. The end of the Internet is near. And this article, the end of the Internet is nigh, openly now announcing you what they're going to do, how they're going to shut it down openly. Dolly scientist, human clone bid. This is a serious clone scientist. Wants to go ahead with cloning. That's BBC. ABC News, one or two earthquakes a minute in Washington State. Mount St. Helens acting just like it did before it blew up in 1980. Oil prices go above $50 to $50.47 a barrel. And another article here, Social Security proposal for Mexico ruffles feathers. We'll be going over all of that and a lot more. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Dan in Massachusetts, you're on the air. Dan, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
A couple weeks ago, I called in, and you graciously let me read a little bit of Patrick Henry's speech, and I just loved what you said after I hung up, that basically violence wasn't the answer, and I 100% agree with that. I don't think violence is the answer to the problems that we're facing.
Let me clarify my opinion on this. Offensive violence is not the answer. Defensive defense to the hilt is a prerequisite.
And
if they continue, if they drive forward, try to put people in camps, defend yourselves.
I agree with that. And I was just going to say that I consider the struggle that we're in right now kind of similar to the civil rights struggle and what Martin Luther King stood for. He preached nonviolent civil disobedience, and I kind of look at you as sort of like the new Martin Luther King. And, I mean, I don't know if that's, I'm not trying to, like, you know, I know when you don't like that people, you know, stroke your ego or anything like that, but that's kind of how I
Well, that's think. Because we have this globalist imprinted psychology of looking for the leader. What we need is for all of us to be leaders in our own areas.
Yes, and I'm trying to do that right now. I'm actually going to be starting my own website and everything here pretty soon, and I want to start trying to be a leader. And I just about the thing about the woman on the side of the road and stuff like that, I don't know if it's just in the bigger cities that this kind of stuff is going on more, or because when I was living in Iowa just last winter, I know stories of several people that actually people would pull over. My girlfriend, she went out into a ditch in the wintertime, and so she was kind of stuck in the ditch in the snow. A guy pulled over, actually pushed her car out of the ditch back onto the road, and then she continued driving, and it was just this really nice guy that pulled over and helped her.
Let me try to break that down, and I actually went over this in the last hour. Yes, it is the bigger cities where people are not in contact with the earth, with the elements, with reality. People who live off cable TV and football games and beer and are self-centered, they see the government as their mommy and daddy. Farmers, ranchers, workers, blue-collar people, I have found on average, are much better than what I call the yuppies. But yuppies is a young, white, urban professional. It's, you know, you got the black yuppies, the Hispanic yuppies, they're all the same. The Asian yuppies, they're all self-centered, and they're not in reality. Somebody in the countryside or somebody up in a frozen Arctic, you know, landscape who lives through that every year instinctively has slid off the road themselves. They have been helped before. And so they know you reap what you sow. They're in the instinctive helping mode. And I'm saying that the instinctive helping mode, that tribal mode, is being engineered and misdirected out of the general population. So, yes, it is the big urban centers where you see this dehumanization most accentuated. The people in the country aren't as good as they once were, but they're still light years better than the people in the cities.
Yeah, here in Boston, during rush hour traffic, It was bumper to bumper the other day, and I was coming home, and people will drive on the shoulder. They actually go over onto the shoulder and start driving along the shoulder just to get ahead. And there was somebody broken down over in the shoulder. Somebody was trying to drive up the shoulder, comes to the person who's stalled over on the side with a broken car, and they start honking at him, like, what are you doing with a broken down car on this, I couldn't believe it. There was somebody actually honking at this person, like, as if they were doing something wrong.
Well, they see the police do this, driving like maniacs, almost hitting me at least once a month, pulling up behind you on some thoroughfare, trying to get around you. Maybe they're going to a bank robbery, fine, but they see that and try to mimic it.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe that, though. I mean, I was just like...
No, I hear what you're saying, but you know, I talked about my father. You know, he grew up on a farm and a ranch, getting up at 4 a.m. every day, and so you see that rural, more natural humanity where he constantly pulls over and helps people and loves to fix stuff and loves to work, and I look at myself, I'm not half the man my father is when it comes to ingenuity and a drive and enjoyment of work. We become these lazy couch potatoes, and I'm much better than the general public. So it's getting worse and worse and worse. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
And it's a key area to understand the apathy that comes to government. I mean, if the general public won't pull over and help a cop who bleeds to death on the side of a thoroughfare in Austin, Texas, in the middle of the road, then those people aren't going to care about their children either. They're not going to... I mean, the general public is cowardly and afraid. 200 years ago, we had the opposite of that. People weren't afraid of death. They embraced it. You only live 37 years on average. If somebody was rude to you, you'd say, I am offended. And let's go out in the street and let's duel. And so people were very polite. People were ready to line up and fight it out to the death over issues. But all they talked about was our children, our forefathers. We're part of this stream of humanity. We're part of something larger. What we stand for is everything. And let me tell you, that is a great strength. I feel the eons of humanity behind me and before me. I feel that stream of sacrifice. I feel that debt I have to the future and the past. And I know I'm on the side of humanity and our basic encoding against this dehumanization. And it's empowering. And the fear of the New World Order and what they may do to me totally leaves me. And even facing adversity, facing what may come in the future, is actually empowering. And you know, as the Bible says, through our suffering, through our persecution, we become stronger. The Spirit of the Lord, you know, is then amongst us. And so if you have fear of the world and the fear of its ruler, that's the beginning of ignorance. Fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Getting into philosophy here now, my friends. But Ed in Pennsylvania, and then Cindy, Paul, Roy, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Cindy.
Ed, Alex.
Hello.
I live in the country now. 20 years ago in Philadelphia, there's a gigantic bridge called the Betsy Ross. It's like an 8-lane bridge going across the Delaware River. I used to walk my dog down there, and when the tide would go out, there was tombstones in the river. And I went on the Internet, and I found out that in the big cities, they're getting the old cemeteries. They're using the tombstones for landfill, taking the bodies and putting them in a common grave out in the suburbs. That's where our culture is going.
Exactly. It is. No, it's another good point you've made. We have to look at the real face of America.
Even when you're dead, they're going to, and maybe, you know, because of the value of land in the big cities, you're not safe. They're going to dig you up in 100 years or 50 years and put a Walmart there or something, you know? Throw you in a common grave somewhere.
If they win, my friend, there's not going to be Walmarts in 50 years. There's going to be shaved heads. We're going to be wearing one-piece gray outfits, marching around THX 1138.
Yep,
that's the plan.
Yep. Thank you, Alex.
Good points. Thanks for the call, Ed. Cindy and Paul and Ron and others, you're up next. 1-800-259-9231. And the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We've now relaunched Infowars.net. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. You've tried the vet and prescription drugs, but the cost is taking a toll on you, and the side effects are taking a toll on your pet. Well, now both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceuticals or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added spirit and energy. Call 1-800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It'll turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 1-800-882-3213 today or visit the web at northern-seas.com to learn more about Pet Wonder. That's northern-seas.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Taking calls, but I'm going to blitz through a bunch of news, really important stuff here in a few minutes. Let's go ahead now and go to Cindy in California. Go ahead, Cindy.
Hi, Alex. I'm the banker that called about a week ago. We just had an earthquake while you were on, so it was pretty exciting.
Oh, really? Just had an earthquake where?
In Salinas, California. It was a pretty big one.
Oh, really? They're having earthquakes every 2 minutes up at Mount St. Helens.
Oh.
Excuse me, 2 earthquakes every minute at Mount St. Helens.
Wow. The reason I'm calling is about the national ID card and the draft. The national ID card, I want to know how we can refuse it, if that is possible. And also the draft, we have a daughter who's not quite 20 yet, and we're not going to let her go. We're just...
Well, the big bill, the National Compulsory Service Act, says men and women, you're all going to have to serve 18 to 26. They got other bills that are 18 to 49. And it says there's no draft deferments for college, no nothing. I guess you better give a lot of money to some politicians so they can get put in the Silver Spoon Brigade. I'm being sarcastic.
The only money I would give is would be to you, not to them.
No, I was being sarcastic. I know it's a serious issue for you. I apologize. I was just alluding to Bush. What I would have to say on that subject is when they do the draft after the big terror attacks they're going to stage, they're going to arrest people and prominently prosecute them that refuse to be drafted, though that'll be 1 out of 1,000 that refuse. So it's all color of law. But with the new national ID card, see, if you're not serving or you don't follow orders, they'll just turn it off, and they're going to demand you swipe that card. It'll start with the, quote, national sales tax, to, quote, track how much sales tax you're paying and to decide if you have to pay sales tax according to your income. Then they're going to make you have that card. So that's another reason they're going to have that card, and that's the national. So the two, the draft and the card, tie together. Now, the official plan for the national ID card is you'll have to have it to have a job, to own a car, to do anything.
What if you're in a job already and you avoid getting that card? Is there a way
to
avoid
it? Well, see, exactly. It's all going to be phased in gradually, but in this new law, they're going to make your employer every year recheck that and have that, or it's a $50,000 fine. It has nothing to do with illegal aliens. They'll accept the matricula card. Your business can. Any business can. The government says these fake cards are good. It's for the citizens. And if you have bad credit, you're not going to be able to have a job. This is what Ridge said. That's going to be considered a terrorism flag. But you'll go sign up with the government to work 5, 10, 15 hours a week, and then the government will take money and pay off your debts for you and then take that off. So it's actually going to be a type of debtor prison, too.
And I wonder if all Americans should just go get a matricula card.
Well, the folks have actually been doing that, and then they selectively prosecute citizens if you're white, black, Hispanic, or Asian. But if you're a foreigner, it's all selectively enforced.
I just want to get to a banking story, too, about the claiming your income above the 10K mark. I had a Hispanic customer who was very angry that I was going to report that to the government. And I told him, sir, I have to. That's what we have to do. And he says, you're not going to do that. And I said, well, sir, I have to file the report. So I did not argue with him anymore, but we did that after he left.
Now, again, anybody that puts over $10,000, and I've read $5,000, go sell a car, whatever, a form, a suspicious transaction form, is filled out and sent. No judge, no jury, no Fifth Amendment, no Fourth Amendment. This is our freedom.
I'm going to tell you how it works. I'm not going to give a last name or anything. A penny over $10,000, a report will be filed. If you purchase a check with over $3,000 cash, a report will be filed. You change your mind in the middle of the transaction, you'll be having a suspicious transaction report filed. So I'm just giving heads up to the American people so they know how the system works.
Now, they wanted to do this before 9/11 and tried to codify it and put it in, but they really did it after 9/11. Has nothing to do with 9/11. Type in Patriot Act compliance into a search engine, tens of thousands of links. Everyone's spying on you, all the big companies, everything you buy, everything you do. But they're at the bank. Was this going on in your bank before 9/11, or did it accelerate after 9/11?
It was going on before 9/11.
Yeah.
As more concerned people wanted to deal in cash, it's making it harder and harder for them to do so.
Yeah, Know Your Customer Act.
That's right.
Which supposedly was defeated, everybody heard, but it never was.
Oh, no.
And when you sign up for a bank account, you sign a legal contract that waives your rights. That's why there's no judge, no jury, no indictment, no charge. But the state agency, city, county, federal, can just take your bank accounts.
Yep. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you for the call. Oh, ma'am, are you still there?
Yes.
How often do they come into your bank and grab people's accounts?
I have not seen that happen yet.
But again, I don't even think you're watching that. I mean, or you, but I tell you what, stay there. Stay there. I want to talk about this with you because, I mean, I talk to my banker. It happens all the time.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like Collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
I mean, if you think I'm joking that to have a job you'll have to have the national ID card, I told you about it years ago. I saw Ridge say it, taped it. It's now been introduced. You'll all be color-coded. If you've got bad credit, you'll have to go sign up with the government to work at one of their approved corporations. Then they'll, quote, take the profits from that and pay off your debts. That's just one of the things they're going to do. You'll swipe your card because we can't have the poor people paying the new national sales tax. So that, you know, make sure you're who you say you are and pay your graduated sales tax. To be fair, everything will be tracked and traced and controlled, and they're already putting in the self-checkout lanes, and then you go into some of these places now, and there's nobody there to check you out. You have to use them. The next phase is some areas now putting in thumb scanners with it to, quote, authenticate, to make sure you're not using a stolen credit card. It goes on and on and on and on. Nothing to do with terrorism, all set up before 9/11. It was just waiting. Like the offensive line and the quarterback and the linebackers and the tight ends, all set up. They were lined up, and on 9/11 they said, hut, 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 and they did it to you. They pulled their New World Order scam. Talking to Cindy in California, Cindy, I guess then you're not looking at the people's bank accounts as the IRS and others come in and freeze the bank accounts and grab them, because that happens at banks every day.
That's probably done internally.
Yeah, internally. You're not there dealing with the person, I understand.
Correct. And I'd also like to say about the identification system, we have a department where we call for help on questions that we cannot answer at the branch level. And before we were able to say whether we wanted this done or not, they took a voice print of our voice. I complained about a year ago when that happened. We called in and they asked for your employee ID number. You give that and they said your voice print and identity have been matched. And we never allowed them to do that. They went ahead and did that without our permission. Once that's done, it's irreplaceable. It's already been voice printed.
That's what all of this is doing. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
And again, we have a nation of people, a large portion of the population, here in Austin, Texas. Hundreds and hundreds of cars, the news said, for 45 minutes on a major side street right by an apartment complex and a gas station, drove by a cop who was hit out in traffic who died. And every week or two, I see an article where some woman's raped and beaten half to death or dead, laying in the middle of the road, the middle of the, over the yellow lines, and cars just drive around them. You think those people are going to stand up and fight a national ID card or fight people being put in camps? The news is openly saying camps are good, getting everybody ready. That's why those of us that are active, that are involved, that do care, have to get involved. It's just that simple. Let's take a few more calls here. Let's talk to Paul in Delaware, then Ron, Fred, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Paul.
Yeah, Alex. I am calling because I need you to give me some assistance right now. I called up your customer service line regarding a documentary I had purchased and, along with the return, and I got back saying that my 9/11 signed book of yours, Descendant of Tyranny, was only worth $12. So I called up regarding that to see where my credit had went to. And usually I get an answering machine, but this time I got a human being. And when I got a human being, since I had already called twice and not got a call back,
Let me just stop you for just a second, because we've had an adversarial relationship, and I don't do...
Sir, what are you getting ready to say?
Put him on hold, because I'm just not going to... The guy's been calling for months mad at me, and then now he's claiming something. Just call the number, and if you want your $12 back, sir, we'll give it back to you. Okay? Or if there's a problem, we'll do that. But I cannot sit here, every couple months somebody calls on the air and says, hey, my tape was broken. Will you send me a new one? I go, yeah, call this number and do it. A very small operation. You're calling up angry about a book or something. And I'll tell you what, you just keep the book or whatever went on, and then we'll just refund whatever. I just cannot deal with this here on the air, sir. I mean, there's just certain things I'm not going to... It's funny, you call every week and you're mad at me, and I won't talk about how we didn't go to the moon and all this stuff, which I do intend to have some guests on about that when we're out of the election. And now suddenly you're mad about something else, so I'm just not going to do it, sir. You're pretty upset here over $12, so I don't know what's going on, but we'll handle it. Okay, let's go ahead now and talk to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, you're on the air. Welcome.
Reverend Jones.
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure it's so much just apathy. When you report a crime to our black-suited waif and SS and their little Pontiac Grand Ams, or even your local police, they're likely to have their crooked finger of the law pointed at you, and they're going to investigate you and look at you from now on. You're going to be in their files, and if they can't find anything against you, they're going to frame you. Look at Richard Jewell. Look at the guy the FBI's been trying to nail on the end.
Well, for those that don't know who Richard Jewell is or don't remember, why don't you tell them about it?
Richard Jewell was the security guard who found the bomb at the Olympics in Atlanta. He tried to do his job to help to protect the people, and what happens? The FBI goes after him, ruins his life, pretty much destroys the guy, harasses him to death, and finally, then, what, 2 years later or three, they come back and say, well, we were wrong after completely destroying the guy. Alex, I think he would have been better off to have offered to hold the bomber's coat and just kept his mouth shut and gone on. This is ridiculous, the way they...
Well, the BATF clearly was behind that Olympic Park bombing to get more funding. They were seen, and a BATF officer was seen leaving the bomb, and they didn't like what Richard Jewell was telling them, so they tried to frame him, later admitted that was fake. Now they're off trying to claim that it was the guy who supposedly has done everything, and, you know, so they're always moving on to new people. It's like this Hatfield government agent microbiologist clearly isn't guilty. They're trying to blame him, claiming he produced the most weaponized anthrax ever known on the planet in a bathtub at his house or something. You know, they're out dredging ponds looking for buckets when it's the patented super U.S. system that takes a giant, you know, factory-sized building to manufacture.
Well,
so,
Alex,
I mean, they never stop.
Well, Alex, you know, we've got these affirmative action color by the number feds and even our local cops. And like I say, if they ever get you in their sights, you've had it. I'm not sure that, like I say, that it's actually so much apathy. Maybe the people in Austin were afraid that if they stopped to help that cop, they would have been accused of running over. That's the mentality of this world today. It's really sad.
Well, no, I mean, that's what I've read about somebody stabbed to death out on the street or bleeding to death. I mean, it happens all the time, and nobody helps them, even in nice neighborhoods. Well, I didn't want to get involved. I was afraid.
Well, they're going to accuse you.
Well, that's just the way it is. I'd have to help somebody, I mean.
Well, I understand. I know where you're coming from, but I suspect that's part of the problem.
Hey, Ron, you've called before. What's been your experience with my videos and materials?
Alex, at first, I had a lot of trouble. People thought I was crazy or too. But gradually, and the most gratifying part of this, Alex, is people that I've gave your videos to in the past who would tell me that possibly on a holiday weekend that we had NASCAR and football 2 days, couldn't be any better. Now every time I see these people, they're talking politics. They want to know what's going on. What have I heard? They're hungry for information, Alex. They're waking up left and right. And this is the most gratifying part. These people who are NASCAR crazy or OSU football crazy, it's been said here in Oklahoma that if whoever blew up the federal building and wanted to hurt the state, they would have blown up Owens Field, because that's all the people of Oklahoma think about anyway, is football. But,
well, I know you've been calling for years, and you said that last time I talked to you a few months ago, you said it was having a really big effect there in Oklahoma.
It's starting to make a difference, Alex. Like I say, people are starting to wake up, and they're becoming more interested. This is what's gratifying to me. Joe Sixpack, he couldn't think about anything except his beer and his football game or his NASCAR race, is starting to pay attention to politics. And now they say, hey, I saw this on the History Channel, or I saw this on the Discovery Channel, blah, 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 blah. They are becoming aware of the real world.
Well, really, I think one of the tactics of the globalists has backfired on them. Up until about 3 or 4 years ago, they denied a new world order, they denied global government, they denied that they put Mao into power and Castro, and they denied they put Hitler into power, and they denied all the things they'd done. And now, that was damaging them so bad, they're stonewalling, that they tried the opposite of just admitting it all, but trying to put a good face on it. But we'd already talked to tens of millions of people. They heard us, laughed at us, now they've seen it admitted, and now they're listening to us. So I think the globalists overall are in trouble, Ron.
Alex, after the bombing here, people of Oklahoma City, the ones I talked to, were so brainwashed that they could not admit or did not believe that there could be any cover-up whatsoever, anything wrong. Alex, after the bombing, my sister-in-law is a photographer, and my brother had taking pictures of the Murrow Building and blah, blah, blah. So I finally went down to look at the building and see what was going on. And I was talking to this couple, apparently tourists, who were looking at the building also, and telling them that the whole thing didn't add up, didn't make sense to me. The fact that somebody as smart as McVeigh, who had put this whole thing together, and yet was driving through town without a tag, and yet when the cop stops him, he doesn't shoot the cop. He says, I've got a gun. The whole thing didn't add up to me. And I was
and
talking
then he
about
starts,
this.
According to the Daily Oklahoman, stumbling around going, they got me, I got a chip, make them stop.
Okay, and then...
And now understand, a fuel oil bomb like this is so deadly, they're surprised he could even drive it a few miles without it blowing up on its own. It's so volatile. He does all this with total precision, and then he's literally foaming at the mouth, crawling around saying, I've got chips.
Well, let me finish. But also, Alex, while I'm talking to this couple, this apparently some kind of law enforcement officer, slender guy in gray suit wearing this button that says OSU alumni, walks up and he's listening to our conversation and wants to know what's going on. Well, within the next few days, cars with OSU alumni stickers, and the windshields are following me around. I guess it goes back to the old Japanese principle of knocking down the nail that sticks up its head. They don't want people talking about it, especially here, because if the truth comes out in Oklahoma City, then the whole thing comes apart,
well,
all unraveled.
We've interviewed police officers that did the investigations who were there. They killed cops, you name it, who blew the whistle about it. And that's why road to tyranny is so important. I appreciate your call, Ron.
Okay.
And we're about to, I'm going to get into some news, and then I'll get to Fred and everybody else that's patiently holding. We've got a lot of news I need to cover here. And Ron, who called earlier, if you can get through during the break, I'll talk to you during the break. I really can't conduct a show doing the occasional customer service because I'm not in front of it. I can't do anything for you, but I'll write down your name and number and try to call you back. It's just, I get a lot of calls where you're mad at me and stuff. It seems for no reason in the past, and now you're mad about something like this. And I just did the whole tone. I can't do that on air. I'm sorry. But you're welcome to call back in. I'll talk to you during the break, which a lot of callers want to talk to me about other stuff in the break. They're taking my children. They're taking my ranch. I can't usually do that, but I'll talk to you during the break and find out why you're so angry. Other than that, my films are excellent. We now use UPS. It costs more. People don't like USPS. Maybe one out of 20 packages got lost with USPS, the Postal Service. Maybe one out of 100 gets lost now with UPS. We're very happy with them. And when we get your order, it takes a few days to process it, and we ship it out to you ground. So most people get their videos in 5 days, maybe a week, and it supports what we're doing. But that's secondary. These are powerful films. I authorize you to make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes. I want you to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. I beg you to get Police State 2000 and Police State 2, The Takeover, and Police State 3, Total Enslavement, to get my films and to make copies of them and get them out to people. There's a lot of folks that sell copies of them. I've asked them not to, but they do it, and so what? You know, it's getting the word out. There's people who sell them on the web, stream them. Not supposed to do that. They do it. You know, the point is that first and foremost, it's about getting the information out. That's why I do what I do, and I want to thank all of you that have gotten the films, that have made copies, that have gotten them out to opinion makers in your area, like Ron has done in Oklahoma City. Ron has handed out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of copies, and God bless him, he's having a big effect. My friends, I've made 11 films. I've written a book. I've published a book. I carry a bunch of other books and videos by some of the best researchers and minds out there today. And I encourage you to visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure online shopping cart. A lot of my videos are, well, all of the first 10 are over 2 hours long. Some are 2 hours, 44 minutes long, like Police State 3, Total Enslavement, or 2.5 hours long, like Road to Tyranny. They're $25.95, $20 if you order three or more of any of those films. My 11th film is only 90 minutes long, so it's $19.95, and it's American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. It's an excellent new film. Please get it. Please get it out to folks. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or again, write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And, of course, there's PrisonPlanet.tv as well, where we have all of my videos, a bunch of other great people's videos that have authorized us to post them, like George Humphrey and Eric Hupschmidt and Anthony J. Hilder's new 9/11 film. We've got a great new JFK video that somebody put together, a great mind put together, very well documented. That's on the site. 15 cents a day. This allows us to pay for our incredible bandwidth charges. And now a fifth server that we're adding just to handle all of the traffic. And then we can have a lot of free stuff on the site for the millions of people that come and watch the video and listen to the radio clips and all the rest of it. So Prison Planet TV, PrisonPlanet.tv, sign up today. And again, I want to thank everybody for their support out there. God bless you. When we get back, I'm going to hold off on calls just for a little while for all those that are holding, because I want to get to officials plan New York City curfew, pregnant woman arrested for talking too loud, Fallujah takes more U.S. hits, gas prices go over $50 a barrel, the new national ID card, And this article here, first off, out of the Register, a few weeks ago, the same basic article was in the Forbes magazine. The end of the Internet is nigh. And those that own the switching hubs and the central systems aren't going to update it. They're going to let it die. They're going to switch over to Internet 2, where they decide if you get a website and they decide if you can be online and where they tax you and charge you to send email. Very serious information. Even if you're not on the Internet, we're using the Internet as our number one weapon against the New World Order right now, just to document their lies, just to chronicle what they're up to. And so we'll get into that and a lot more, plus what's happening with Mount St. Helens. One or two earthquakes a minute in Washington. That's the headline, ABC News. And just a lot more. Got an hour and 9 minutes left. It's 51 minutes into the second hour. We'll be right back. Please stay with us, and we'll have more information, your calls, and an update on the First Amendment situation here in Austin, Texas.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
My friends, chronicling the criminal activities of the New World Order. 2 weeks ago, Forbes magazine had a headline stating that the end is near for the Internet. And it went on to say, oh, the hubs that it switches through, owned by these five big companies and universities, just they can't handle the traffic, and they're not going to update the systems, and they're going to make you go over to this new Internet 2 system where they control what you can say and do. And Internet 2 is actually meeting yesterday, today, and tomorrow here at UT in Austin, Texas. I suggest listeners get over there and witness all of what's happening. So they're just not going to update the Internet switching hubs. There's plenty of bandwidth, plenty of servers, plenty of pipe, as they say, but they control the switching and the backbone of it. They're just not going to update it. They're going to make you go to Internet 2. And here's another article out of the Register, September 28th today. The end of the Internet is nigh. Here's another flashback to Internet 2 would act as security buffer for World Wide Web. It's another thing they'll track and trace. BT's Graham Whitehead has told the Irish Internet Association, Congress, that the Internet is dying, but that the future of broadband and network technology is bright. In a keynote speech during proceedings at Clontarf Castle, Dublin, BT Exact's principal consultant said that the anarchic, so it's evil, and hazardous nature of the public Internet meant that the companies were now constructing supervised private IP networks. These private networks would be able to handle the amount of traffic that would be generated when broadband was ubiquitous. Phone networks were IP-based, and common household objects had their own IP addresses. So it's going to be this new private corporate government system that will track and trace everything you do. And all the new systems will be geared for it, and the old Internet is not going to be upgraded. It's going to be allowed to die. They openly say it. Quote, the Internet is dead or dying. It is full of viruses, worms, and porn. You have to wear a Kevlar suit. No, you don't. Before you go online, he said. BT is creating a private network, which will be joined to other private networks, to which will add voice over IP. And he goes on to say that it's just over and the net is gone and just forget it. And they're not going to update the 80 hubs that it goes through or the five IP address switcher systems. And they're just not going to, you know, it's like you got a road and they're not going to add more lanes to it. They're going to build a new road right next to it and then actually tear up the other road and make you pay to go on their toll road. There's the analogy, and the article goes on and on. And it's going to be just like China, where they have their private governmental internet, and to have a website, you'll have to be a sub-website in one of the private corporate bodies under governmental control or through one of the universities. And they just say right here, he predicted the future where washing machines, TVs, security systems, and other electronically controlled systems would be all networked, controlled, and maintained by a virtual domestic supervisor. Ah, tracking you, cameras. He even predicted the low-cost household items such as tins of beans would also have their own individual IP addresses. Yeah, RFID tracker chips. Using the IPv6 protocol, this would allow intelligent supermarket shelves to order additional stock for you before you even go in. See, this is what Microsoft's going to, everybody. And so everything will be retrofitted for the new net, and then the old net, they'll just upgrade and will not upgrade the old net and upgrade the new net. That's the plan publicly, folks. You better fight this Internet too now and demand that these companies that are sitting on top of the switchers and the hubs update these, or that they give it to other private companies that want to be paid to do this. It's absolutely incredible. Unbelievable. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the third hour with more news on Mount St. Helens, the new national super ID card and Super Patriot Act 2, and your calls. It's all coming up. 1-800-259-9231.